1320 WILS. My next guest has put together a gun. In fact, he's invented one that'll soon be out that looks like a cell phone transforms into a pistol. Kirk Gelberg joins us, creator of Ideal Conceal. Find him at idealconceal.com. Kirk, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me on tonight.
Yeah, what's your background? How did you are you involved in the gun making industry somehow? Or?
Nope, never have been before, so it's a pretty big learning curve right now.
Okay, and so is this the first gun you ever put together?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's my only entry into the gun market.
And are you an avid gun rights guy? Do you have a bunch of guns, that kind of thing? Or?
Well, I've shot a fair amount. When we were kids, we all, it was a different time. We didn't have any Xboxes, so we went out and shot 22s, and my dad taught us gun safety, and we always were around guns. So I believe in the Second Amendment, yeah, and I think people should have the right to carry a weapon when they need to or if they feel they need to.
How'd you get the idea of making this gun that looks like a cell phone?
Well, I was in a restaurant, and I had my pistol on my waist or your hip or whatever you want to call it, and I had the jacket over the top of it, and somehow I had a little wardrobe malfunction. The jacket hooked to the gun, and a young boy about 7 saw it, and of course, kids are pretty excitable, so he's like, "Mommy, Mommy, that guy's got a gun," and the whole restaurant kind of freaked out, so I thought to myself, well, there's got to be a better way of doing this than the way I'm doing it.
Okay, and that's when, now how did you first put this together? Did you put drawings together? How did you think of this?
Yeah, well, I did the sketching, and then I have a friend that did the 3Ds for me as a favor, and then we moved forward to find a federal firearm license designer to actually do the inner workings and the mechanisms, because that's not only a legality, it's just a good idea, plus I'm not quite that bright, so we let the smart guys do the hard work.
Has this ever, anything like this been around before?
Not that I know of. I mean, there's been pistols and things, over the years that have been disguised as different things, but this particular pistol fits in with all of the regulations for it to be a pistol, so it's not, there's been a cane gun and different things that fired in their disguised position, and this will not do that. So this is just going to be a regular pistol.
By the way, I'm talking to Kirk Gelberg, creator of Ideal Conceal. You can find him at idealconceal.com. When's the gun coming out, by the way?
Well, we're going to have a firing prototype in June so we can start getting some serious video out there for folks that are hungry to see that, and then we will have production begin in October at this point.
Do you have orders pending already, or?
About 5,000.
5,000. How much does the gun cost?
$395.
$390.
Now, of course, if people got to write their check versus saying, yeah, it sounds like a good idea, I guess we'll see. But, I mean, it's been an overwhelming response, positive response.
If you can describe it, how does it work? How does it turn from a cell phone into a gun?
Well, there's a spring-loaded safety, and then when you push that, there's a handle section at the bottom of the pistol that folds down and becomes the handle. Mm-hmm. And then there's also, exposes the trigger mechanism. So then it becomes a pistol really with the push of a safety button. The handle snaps down and that engages the firing pins and it's ready to fire at that point.
Now, how many bullets can it fire?
This one's a double barrel Derringer, so it'll do 2 shells. There has been requests for semi-automatics, and we're looking into those things now to figure out exactly when we could produce it. I mean, we have the knowledge and the ability to make a semi. It's just how long will it take to do it right? So we're looking at that sometime in 2018.
You're saying something that could take a cartridge in it, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The older I get, I start to sound like my dad. But back in the day, we had a gun with a tubular magazine. Uh-huh. So you'd slide the shells in a tube, and then we'll do it in that way here, because you can't really put a magazine in this because the handle precludes you from actually placing a magazine up in there.
In terms of the feds, the government, what kind of reaction have you gotten from them?
Well, everybody has voiced some interest in this, that's for sure, and I've spoken to the ATF, and that's how come I know it's not going to be a problem with the ATF. But we're also willing to work with Homeland Security, Capitol Police, anybody who wants X-rays of it or, and understand more about the configuration so that they can detect it. We're working with them, but I haven't really had any negative interaction.
Really? So does the ATF call you, or did you call them?
They actually called me because of the media. You know, we've had just a pretty big media storm around this, which we didn't expect. And so they're getting a lot of calls to their, you know, they have a media center, and they weren't really sure about, you know, what it was or how, you know, they hadn't actually seen it because the prototype isn't done yet. So, you know, the guy just had some questions, and that was fine.
And so as a private citizen, you can just start constructing your own guns? Is that how it works?
No. I just had the idea. I had to use licensed federally firearm licensed designers, federally firearm licensed manufacturing facilities. No, you can't just, I mean, I imagine if you want to go make one in your own garage, but no, you can't make one. You can't go around making guns and selling to people without the proper licensure.
Okay.
So you've got the idea.
You've patented it, I'm guessing?
Yes. Yeah. Well, patent pending right now, yes. Mm-hmm.
And so now when the gun, it is closed up, how much does it really look like an actual phone, would you say?
Well, it's just the same, you know, block type size. I mean, you know, there's no glass on the one side. So, you know, if you looked at both sides, you'd obviously know it is in the phone. But it has that similar shape. And the idea behind that, I think, is that, you know, I can carry it in the top pocket of my shirt. Nobody really knows that it's a pistol. And what I'm aiming for there is I can see an uptick in these incidents where citizens want or need to be armed, like this strange incident in Ohio where someone just goes in a restaurant and starts hitting people with a machete, those kind of things. I just see an uptick in that, and I just think more and more people are going to want to be able to be armed without having to enter into the conversation about why are you armed, or having a child see it and yell out, hey, I got a gun, that kind of stuff. So I think that's why it's going to be beneficial to the public.
Yeah, and what about the potential of, sitting out at home and a kid thinking it's some kind of a weird toy and, you know, firing it off?
Yeah, I've had this conversation with several people, and I think that one of the things that's missing in America today, in my opinion, is personal responsibility. You know, that's the same thing. Well, would you leave a box of rat poison on if you got a one-year-old walking around? Probably not. Yeah. So, you know, if you can't keep a gun locked up, you probably shouldn't have one, and that's how I feel about it. I mean, I have incidents where I have children come over here, and I don't, you know, my guns are always locked and put where a child can't get anywhere near them, and even if they can, they can't do anything with them, can't access them. So I just think it's people's responsibility to take care of that, and it's not up to the gun maker or the child to figure it out. If you're not a responsible adult, then don't carry a gun.
So making a gun, is that going to be made in the U.S., or?
Yes, sir. 100% U.S. Mm-hmm.
And so right now you said it's going to be, the prototype is going to be out in June. Is that correct?
Yeah, firing prototype will be done in June. And then at that point, then we want to field test it and, you know, put it through its paces, make sure everything is according to the high standards that we want to manufacture to. And then we can move forward with all the, you know, there's a bunch of castings that have to be done, molds and those kind of things. And those will be done over the summer and we'll go into production October.
Yeah. Any new ideas of guns looking like different things beyond a cell phone? Or?
No, this was just a one-off deal, and there's a platform here that lasts me as long as I want to work, so no, I don't think so, and I don't see any other thing that would really work with this. I just think this is an opportunity for people to carry that might not otherwise be able to.
Yeah, there are plenty of concealed carry licenses here in Michigan. Is that you have a license on yourself in Minnesota, is that right?
Oh, yeah, and there's a big uptick here, too. I think we've seen, I think last year, I don't remember the exact statistic, but it was over 4,000 above the year before.
Huh. Did that incident where where the kids saw your gun, did that change your behavior at all? Or?
No, not really, because, I mean, I still carry, but it's what it prompted me to understand is that, given the debate in America, especially the one-sidedness of it, you're either for me or against me, you're either pro-gun or anti-gun, and there isn't much discourse anymore. So I just felt like the behavior change will be more so not only to keep the people around you comfortable, but to be able to allow you to be more comfortable carrying, and that, I guess that will be the difference for me.
Kirk Gjelberg, the creator of Ideal Conceal. It is a gun that forms into what looks like a smartphone, but then you just click it and boom, it's a gun within seconds. Is that how it works, Kirk?
That's how it'll be. Yes, sir.
It's find them at idealconceal.com. Kirk, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for your time and thanks for having me on the show. Yep.